Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Story here from CNN. I never heard this song until this past weekend, and I was listening to the radio. It was all over the place. It's like flying up the charts.
Yeah.
It's called 17 by Cameron
Marlowe,
yeah.
Okay.
I liked it. I thought it was pretty good. And I'm not a big bro country fan. Dana, police have arrested suspects in connection with the theft of France's crown jewels from the Louvre Museum, just as one attempted to leave the country through the airport. They got a second who apparently was on the river. They're still looking for two more.
Where are the jewels?
They don't know.
I wanted a jewelry heist update with my heist.
Oh, they're gone.
Already, Sam, do you think?
You think they're going to find them? You think that these guys were the masterminds behind this plan?
Probably not.
Yeah. They took those jewels immediately to a drop site, who then took them to a drop site, and they are dismantling and selling off for as much value as they can right now. These guys are so insulated from the real criminals. Not that they're not real criminals, because they did allegedly did the stealing, but they are not the masterminds. They are not the ones controlling that purse.
Why would you try to get out through the airport? I would, like, go through the Black Forest.
Right.
Hunkered down.
With your crown in your stash, in your pocket.
Well, that's the whole point. They were probably just the crew, and they're probably not as sharp as the masterminds behind the whole thing.
Please tell me. Please tell me, Sam, while you were gone. Please tell me. You saw the real advertisement. This is not a meme. The real advertisement from the truck company that has the ladder on it that, you know, hoists you up four or five stories that they used in this heist. The real company that manufactures that truck has come out with a new ad campaign that says, when you need a quick getaway.
Nice.
I think it's a German company.
Oh, it is hilarious.
The old ladder lorry.
Never heard of a ladder lorry until the heist at the Louvre.
Very nice. We continue to watch Hurricane Melissa. She sounds so sweet. She is now a Category 5 hurricane, getting ready to bear down on Jamaica. It will be, without question, the worst hurricane that has ever hit Jamaica in the modern era. And as soon as it hits, it's just south of Jamaica.
Okay.
All right. It was making a beeline to the east coast of Mexico and Central America. It stopped almost on a dime in its tracks and went north to Jamaica. Yeah. Look at that track.
Yeah.
See, it's heading straight towards Cancun, Central America, and then it just goes straight northeast.
Sustained winds of 175 mile an hour. It also makes Category 5 Melissa one of the strongest Atlantic hurricanes on record.
When it hits Jamaica, it's going to wreak some havoc Jamaica is a mountainous island, and so with all the rainfall they're expecting, there is going to be a lot of flooding and mudslides.
Down by the coasts.
Up in the mountains.
Well, and also down by the coasts is that water comes down.
Yeah. Can wash it away directions.
And then it's going to hit real close to your old hometown of Guantanamo Bay.
That's true. The past couple of days, they issued the alert to evacuate all non-essential personnel from Getmo, the naval base there. And they have sent them all up, about 1,000 people, up to a base in Florida to ride out the storm.
So, Dan, we're not giving away any state secrets here because I'm sure the Chinese and the Russians know. Are there – Guantanamo Bay is a naval base.
Yes.
We get that. There's a west side and an east side in the bay.
Yes, that is true.
Is there a connection – don't mean to interrupt. It brackets
the bay itself, and you have to take a ferry.
So there's no connecting point over the north side of the bay?
No. The airfield is on the leeward side.
That would be on the
west side.
Okay.
And then you have to take a ferry across to the windward side, which is the eastern side of the base, which is the main part of the base. And we've had that base there for more than 100 years.
Right.
A lot of people think about Getmo, and they think about the prison that the was terrorists. Built 20 years ago
so
now.
But it's more than that. In the bay, are there U.S. Navy warships?
Sometimes.
Would they get them out of there in advance of this storm?
Yes.
They would?
They'll get underway. If there's any ships in harm's way, they will get underway and steam away to calmer waters.
All right. I have a story. Just going to mention it. Not looking to make it a topic. You don't even know about this, Scott. I almost called you over the weekend to tell you, and I thought, nope, going to wait.
I was too busy watching midget wrestling.
While you were gone, Sam, there was a string of bank robberies on the same day. Like, bup, 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 bup. Someone was popping all over Kansas City robbing banks. Police have the alleged bank robber in custody. A detention hearing is actually set for Wednesday morning. Here's how all of this went down, and then I will tell you the oh my gosh moment that I learned of over the weekend. All of the banks were robbed with the robber handing over a manila envelope like you would have in any office, like a large manila envelope. And it was in like scrawled handwriting. It says, stay calm. Don't draw attention. All bills quickly as you can is what it says. He then takes this manila envelope, Sam, from bank to bank to bank to bank all over town.
If it ain't broke.
Like 90 minutes in between each one at the most, right? And surveillance cameras capture this maroon Jeep leaving from one of the scenes, okay?
Rather bizarre color for a Jeep, but
yep,
okay.
It is. So police, after I think the fourth robbery, see this red maroon Jeep, and they pull it over near 39th and Paseo. The driver at the time switches from the driver's seat to the passenger seat before attempting to flee on foot. Officers tackle him and take him into custody. I want to show you what was on the front seat of the car when police made the arrest. In the passenger seat.
A lot of money.
All of the cash, Sam.
Didn't even have the time to put it in a bag?
Just sitting in this car, you see keys, you see like an air freshener.
Well, that's just reckless.
a bunch of stuff on the ground. I'm assuming the note is in there somewhere because there's a photograph of the note he used. Over the weekend, one of my children comes home and says, did you hear one of our classmates got popped for like all these robberies all over
Whoa!
Town?
Whoa! Which university?
Classmate meaning high school classmate, Scott.
Oh, sorry.
Meaning that they're from a family that's probably not...
I don't know.
Wondering where their next meal's coming
from?
I was
trying
to figure out how to say that without sounding presumptive. My apologies.
His entire hall... He was at one of the graduation parties that you attended and that Sam attended with me and my child.
This is the suspect we're talking about.
Yes.
I had a brush with infamy?
Yes.
Well...
And in one of the robberies, he got like $1,500. In one, he got like $1,700. In one, he got like $3,000. And then it was all over in a matter of a couple of hours because police are like, yeah, there's the red Jeep with no license plate on it. Oh, and lo and behold, there's all this cash in the front seat. So as you could imagine, I'm talking to one of my daughters last night, and she's like, did you hear that this bank robber went to our high school? And I'm like, he's got a little bit of an unusual name. And I said, I wonder when
don't
I read the
out.
Name.
Well, we already know it.
He's been charged.
We already know it.
And she's like, I mean, I just got this group text and there it is. And she goes, he came to my graduation party.
They've identified the suspect as Weston Womack.
Yes. And so, you know, in one of my girlfriend chats, someone said, well, what was going on with this child? I mean, he's 22. He's got to be around 22 years old. He's a kid.
Is he in university?
I do not believe so.
Okay.
I think he might have gone to UMKC, but I don't know. Because my daughter knew him through mutual friends, okay?
All right.
Well, actually, all the kids know him. I got a call today from, like, South Carolina.
Is that him right there?
No.
Okay.
There's another man with the same name who's, like, a model or an influencer of some sort. That's not him. All right. Anyway, I just thought I would pass it on. I've never known anyone accused of robbing a string of banks. I don't know what is going on. I could guess. If I had to guess, I could guess.
Would you guess gambling?
I would guess gambling debt. That is my guess. Wasn't
there a story on 60 Minutes last night, or did I see that on another network, about how the younger generation, because you're literally walking around, let's be honest.
Yeah, with a casino in your hand.
With a casino in your hand.
Yep.
That unlike our generations, Dan, you and me, where you either had to have a bookie on the phone or you went to Vegas a lot, you didn't really get to gamble. Now everybody has literally a casino on their phone, and the rates of youth gambling have gone through the roof.
Well, it's even worse than that. It's all of these buy now, pay later companies that are tied to DoorDash and Instacart and Uber Eats. So you're handing a 16-year-old kid a cell phone, and they're downloading these apps, and they're getting an ad that says, oh, don't have money, but want that burrito?
Buy now, pay later.
Go ahead and buy it now. Right. You don't have to have any money. They don't have a credit score. They're not signing a contract.
It's a cellular credit card.
And the number of kids that are turning 18 years old with thousands, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 in effectively credit card debt is insane.
That's my guess, because think about it. At age 22, you're not going to be in over your head with a mortgage.
No.
Mom
and dad probably gave you the car.
Why and how much debt could you possibly have unless it's gambling?
Or Uber, or to Sam's point, Uber Eats.
Or you're a young member of the military.
You're not going to owe right. Uber Eats and then go knock off four banks.
15% interest?
He is going to prison for a long time.
He probably is. Until you get that first bank robbery in and you just made $15 or $1,500 for handing a young lady a note that said, remain calm, give me big bills. And you walk out to your car and you're like, wow, that was the quickest $1,500
Let's go find another one. One of the people that they interviewed that worked there said, we knew that he was going to rob us the minute he walked in. Would you like to describe why, Scott?
He is completely covered in a mask, a hoodie, turquoise gloves. The only thing that is exposed is the bridge of his nose and his forehead.
So I said this on social over the weekend, you guys. Why is anyone being allowed into a bank in the traditional way anymore? Because the minute he came walking up around that corner, everyone knew what was happening. This is a robbery, right? One of our listeners posted that at his credit union, the vestibule is locked. They have to buzz you in. And if you are wearing sunglasses,
he's wearing sunglasses.
If you are wearing a hat, if you're, let alone all five of those things plus gloves, they're not going to buzz you in. Why have banks not gone to that system?
913-586-7798. Guess who's going to Monday Night Football tonight?
Oh, man.
Say what? Sam Stevie's going to Monday Night Football tonight.
You lucky SOB.
Woo. Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
913-586-7798.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A little Law and Order stuff to get to here real quick. Former NFL running back Adrian Peterson is in police custody in Fort Bend County, Texas. Peterson, who is 40, was arrested on the morning of October 26th, that is yesterday morning, in Sugar Land, Texas, on charges of DWI and unlawful carrying of a weapon. The Texas native will meet with the judge today after spending the night in jail. 15-year NFL veteran arrested in Minnesota on a DWI charge in April. They don't like it when you do it more than once. After he made an appearance at a Minnesota Vikings 2025 NFL draft party. You may remember he was charged in September of 2014 with a misdemeanor charge of reckless assault against his then 4-year-old son. You recall he said, go pick your switch.
Yeah, I know. A Florida man has been arrested. You would not want to be the arresting officer. A Florida man has been arrested after going on a naked destruction spree in a Florida neighborhood.
Of course, it's Florida.
His name is Joshua Neal Garrison. He went on a nude rampage through a very nice neighborhood in Pinellas Park, Florida, which is located near Tampa. He crept through backyards, helped himself to whatever wasn't nailed down, and did all of this while he was as naked and free as a newborn. One neighbor, David Dale, got to see it all live and in person when Garrison rang his doorbell in the middle of the night. Quoting here from Dale, "Open the door, there's a guy standing there, stark naked." He was caught on Ring doorbell.
Sam wants to know what he used to ring the doorbell.
Did not expect you to say that one on the air.
Garrison wasn't satisfied merely traipsing through people's yards in the nude. He also needed to do a little bit of suburban destruction in the nude. He allegedly threw a potted plant through Dale's truck window, tore lights off homes, tried to break into multiple houses, and generally did the kinds of stuff you would imagine a naked man roaming through a neighborhood would feel free enough to do.
Really can't imagine what that would be.
We don't know why he did it. Quoting here from neighbor Tim Reichman, sounding almost a little disappointed that the naked man apparently didn't think he was worthy of being axe murdered. One of the neighbors, in all seriousness, said he was knocking on doors and trying to open windows. He's lucky he wasn't shot.
Now, as long as he's not doing it to be titillating, he's not in violation of the law, correct?
Well,
No. That's not necessarily true.
I skipped over the sentence. There was some suggestion he was somewhat lewd and lascivious, Sam.
Oh, okay.
He is now facing a huge list of charges, including armed burglary, criminal mischief, and probation violations. Really?
So some cities do have public nudity laws or public indecency laws, right?
Right.
Topeka does not.
Yep.
Topeka does not.
That's where
okay,
we got
so Topeka is Topeka a caveat. Dude.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's sort of the exception to the rule.
Gotcha.
I mean, if you're walking through Western Shawnee tonight and you're totally naked, like I'll be about 9:30, I'm probably going to get arrested. They'll get me on a public indecency or something like that.
Even if you're not doing anything lewd and lascivious.
Correct.
Okay. Because a lot of cities have public nudity, public indecency laws on the books. As I mentioned, Topeka does not. So as long as you're not trying to be, and I hate this word, titillating, okay? You're not trying to titillate the public, then you are not technically breaking the law, and you have to be left alone.
Right.
Should be left alone anyway, you weirdo.
Went to midget wrestling on Friday night.
I really don't want to talk about your experience Friday night, but apparently hundreds of your friends joined you.
I was shocked and amazed at how close we must have come to breaking the fire code. It was
really
packed. It was packed.
Where was it?
It was at a place called Chef Tito's Cantina in North Kansas City.
Okay.
So they have the restaurant. You walk in the door and you're in the restaurant, right?
Right.
And it's a cute little, you know, old-time restaurant, diner, whatever, serves Mexican food. And then there's a door on the, I believe, on the south side of the restaurant that opens up into this rather large, you know, it's not a T-Mobile Center arena, but it's a very large room where you could have concerts or whatever, you know, small concerts, etc. In the middle of this room was a tiny ring.
How tiny?
I would say about a third of the size of a regular boxing ring.
Okay.
That makes sense.
And right at 8 o'clock, let's get this show underway, and here come the midgets. And
they self-identify that way. I want to be clear.
It was called midget wrestling.
Okay. The little people.
No, it was called midget wrestling.
What is the PC term?
Little people.
Okay.
But they didn't call it that. They branded themselves as midget wrestling.
Okay.
Somebody says it's kind of like Grinders, smaller than Grinders, much smaller. But I'll tell you this. It was entertaining.
Was it family friendly?
No, it was not. Not at the end. Sam, have I shared you the photograph?
No.
Do not.
So at the end of the night, there is like a cottage industry.
Was it lewd and lascivious?
At the end, it got a little blue, ooh, so to speak.
Not a little. What you showed me is not a little. I'm not going to say it because I don't think we should.
I'm not going to.
But for $100, you could pay to have something done to you that we are not going to even hint at what it was on this program.
That could give you shigellosis.
It was, you don't want to see the photo. I
just sent
him
the photograph.
Oh.
Did you just get it?
Not yet.
Okay.
Yeah, don't. We're good.
And three grown men.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. Three grown men paid $100 to have this act performed on them in the ring.
That's enough.
But Dana,
the Chiefs.
These wrestlers, they had fans. There were people in there with their T-shirts
on.
They
have merch. They have all the stuff.
I mean, it was impressive.
Okay.
And after what we saw at the end of the show, I remember walking to the car. It was me, T, Maya. She was the one who came up with the idea in the first place. Sarah, my niece Lydia, and her boyfriend Logan.
It was a family affair.
It was. And we're walking to the cars afterwards, and I turned to Sarah, and I said, "This is the night where I can finally die, because now I have seen it all."
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I have seen it all.
Okay.
More than you bargained for.
Dana Wright, Sam's. Dude, three men paid $100 for that. That's good.
And you paid $250?
Time to go to break. Go Chiefs.
Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Listen, this will be the last time I mention it. But everybody's up in my grill saying, "What was the act? Don't leave us hanging."
No.
I made a promise years ago to my boss that I would never lose the license. If I were to describe what happened at the end, we would lose the license.
I will only tell you that when Scott called me earlier today, he goes, "You're not going to believe." And he starts telling the story. And I go, no, I don't need to hear that. I don't need to hear it.
And then I sent you pictures.
Need to hear that.
I will say the picture of Maya's face, the best.
Yeah, the reverse shot's the funniest thing because Maya's jaw is on the floor.
Yeah.
So how much did you pay to have that done?
Okay.
I did not, Dan. I did
but
not.
But you took the pictures.
We are moving on to Wirecutter. We are moving on to Wirecutter because they paid some of their staff at the New York Times to go through and rank 25 mayonnaises. And the only reason I clicked on the link over the weekend, I mean, I don't hate mayonnaise. I like mayo on my burger every once in a while.
Yeah.
The only reason I clicked on the link.
On your fries.
Is because I wanted to know if our beloved Dukes.
This is the Dukes country song. It's a song about the best mayo.
It's got a yellow lid.
And its full name is Dukes Mayonnaise. Get all right. Dukes mayo in store.
So here's the rundown. And they actually interview one of the reporters, and he goes, "If you had told me when I was going to journalism school I would be sampling 25 different types of mayonnaise, I would have told you you were crazy, but here we are. The best classic mayonnaise.
Hellmann's.
And they did 25. I didn't even know that I knew that there were 25. The best classic mayonnaise comes in, number one, Hellmann's.
Bar none.
It is the best.
Yep.
I agree.
Then you go to the flavorful mayo with lots of umami. The top pick is Kewpie mayonnaise, an ultra-rich, eggy mayo that is a umami flavor bomb fueled by the addition of MSG, lots of salt, the exclusive yolk of egg yolks, and a sharp, acidic flavor.
So just give yourself a heart attack.
Umami, by the way, is an entire flavor profile, sweet, sour, salty, and bitter, defined as a pleasant, savory flavor.
Its richness could easily be mistaken for homemade mayo. It was developed in Japan in 1925, has a rich, punchy flavor and distinct savory taste akin to aioli or deviled eggs filling. One tester exclaimed, whoa, that's like going to another dimension. Again, Kewpie.
Okay, simmer down.
Kewpie, common spelling.
Okay.
Oh, no, I love Kewpie mayonnaise.
Have you had it?
I thought you were, I don't know why when you said Kewpie, I didn't picture that spelling. I love Kewpie mayonnaise. Get it at the Asian market. It is fantastic.
Oh, okay, Kewpie. Moving along for your winner in the bright and zesty category.
Yellow cap.
It's got a yellow lid. There
Duke's mayonnaise.
Is Duke's mayonnaise. It is shiny. It is plush with an aerated texture that's similar to Hellmann's, but a bit less gelatinous. It tastes sharp, distinctively of cider vinegar with a subtle eggy flavor.
Locally made too, I believe.
It's Duke's mayonnaise. It's slight zing.
It's got twang.
Its slight zing makes it a great dip for fries and gives tomato sandwiches a nice, punchy flavor.
Duke's mayonnaise, by the way, is from where I sang with these two wonderful women 3 weeks ago. Duke's mayonnaise is from Greenville, South Carolina.
Oh. Unlike our other picks, they write, Duke's mayo contains paprika extract. That's where you get your kick. But we did not notice distinct paprika flavor in our tasting, like Kewpie, mayo, eggs are listed as the second ingredient. The second. And Duke's only uses the yolks, which may account for its pale yellow color.
It's got twang.
Yeah, it does.
Duke's mayonnaise.
Yeah, there it is right there on the river. The old factory in Greenville, South Carolina.
Good old Hellmann's.
No wonder Kewpie. Duke's was everywhere in Greenville.
And Duke's.
Okay. Did you hear what happened at the Folly Theater over the weekend?
$300,000 damage. Mm-hmm. My God.
Staff at the historic Folly Theater in Kansas City are cleaning up after a costly and frustrating break-in that left the 125-year-old downtown landmark badly damaged. Police say vandals broke into the nonprofit theater early Friday morning, smashing through the ADA entrance and wreaking havoc inside the building. Said Cassidy Mineta, the theater's marketing manager, quote, they smashed our ADA door, went into the building. They broke a bunch of our monitors and deployed 6 or 7 fire extinguishers, which is really what caused the most damage because it got into the HVAC system.
So they're looking for kids.
That would be my guess, yeah. Damage is $300,000. The Folly, known for bringing affordable performing arts to Kansas City, now faces an unexpected pause in its programming. They say the theater hopes to reopen in time for their next show on November 1st. Good luck.
That makes me sad.
That is D-U-M dumb. Sean P. Diddy Combs, his prison release is now set for May 8th, 2028.
Okay.
Did you hear about this New York Jets center? Nick Mangold. Former New York Jets center Nick Mangold, one of the franchise's most popular and decorated players, who helped lead the team to the AFC Championship game twice, has died at the age of 41. The Jets said in a statement on social media that Mangold died on Saturday night from complications of kidney disease. He was first diagnosed when he, from what I understand watching SportsCenter this morning, when he came into the league in 2006, if I'm not mistaken, he was diagnosed with this very rare kidney disease.
Yeah.
Okay. He needed a kidney transplant. He knew at some point he was going to need a kidney transplant. And it was type O blood specific.
Yeah.
Okay. And nobody in his family was a match. No one. So 2 weeks ago, as he's starting to feel sicker and sicker, he puts out a plea on social media just saying, you know, if anybody's willing to help me, I need a kidney transplant. I have type O blood. You would have to have the same thing. If I can get a kidney transplant, he was on dialysis. If I can get a kidney transplant, I will spend the rest of my life advocating for organ donation. And apparently there was some interest, but no one came forward.
So only 7% of the population are O negative. However, the need for O negative blood is the highest because it's used most often during emergencies. Is that the one that it can be given to everybody, but you can't give it to everybody? Like, there's a couple of them that are like...
So I'm O positive.
The need for O positive is also extremely high because it is the most frequently occurring blood type, with 37% of the population O positive.
Yeah, so I believe O positive can take universally.
Anything?
O negative cannot give universally.
Yeah, I think that.
O negative is one of the rarest. Again, only 6.6% of the U.S. population has O negative. O negative is a universal donor.
There it is, yeah.
Meaning anyone can receive it.
I'm O pos.
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, O
positive is not a universally compatible blood type.
I don't remember, you guys. I don't remember my blood type. I don't remember.
You don't know?
I think I'm O something, but I don't know which one.
Huh.
I don't know. Where do you find that out?
I've just always known it.
I found out with my 38-point blood scan earlier this year.
Oh, wait a minute. Would 23andMe know that?
Probably.
It should.
Oh, I'll look that up. I don't know what my blood type is.
I would bet I found mine out when I went through the car wreck because they...
Transfusion time.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, the doctors wanted me to get a transfusion and St. Margaret wouldn't allow it. This was in 1988, March of 88. What was going on back in March of 88?
HIV.
Mm-hmm. And so my mom said, only if it's an absolute life-saving emergency. Otherwise, he does not get a transplant. Or, sorry, an infusion.
They just, they could not, with 100% certainty back then,
right.
They could not ensure
right.
that it wasn't tainted.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Hey, if you miss a segment, be sure to check out the Dana Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcast, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So don't forget, this weekend, Saturday night into Sunday morning, it is fallback.
Yeah.
Fallback 1 hour.
I don't want to talk about it. Everyone starts having heart attacks. It's not good for your health. Everyone's grumpy. It's dark out when you leave work.
From ABC News, here's what happens to your body when clocks fall back 1 hour. Plan on a glorious extra hour of sleep as most of America falls back into standard time. But make sure to get outside for some morning sun, too. It'll help your body clock reset faster. Daylight saving time ends at 2 a.m. local time on Sunday, which means you should set your clock back an hour before you go to bed. Standard time will last until March 8th, when we will then again spring forward with the return of daylight saving time. There's a lot of grumbling about the twice-a-year time change. The spring switch tends to be harder, losing that hour of sleep that we allegedly recover in the fall. But many people also mourn fall's end of daylight saving time when days are already getting shorter. It's not like because we fall back, we're losing an hour of sunlight. We're just transitioning when the sunlight's up.
It was an old phrase, and I won't quote it exactly because it involves race, but we are the only people that believe that we can cut an inch off of the bottom of a blanket and put it on the top and think that that blanket is longer.
New research from Stanford agrees, finding that switching back and forth is the worst option for our health. The study showed sticking with either time option would be a bit healthier, but they also found permanent standard time is slightly better because it aligns more with the sun and human biology. What's called our circadian rhythm. Quoting here from one of the directors of that research, the best way to think about it is if the central clock were like a conductor of an orchestra and each of the organs were a different instrument. More light in the morning and less at night, which is what you're about to get.
Oh, I hate that.
Is key to keeping that rhythm on schedule. So what they're saying is, the researchers are saying, what we're about to switch to this coming weekend is where we should stay.
Right.
That actually works better for our health.
But then in some places, it would be dark at the bus stop at 9 a.m. during certain times of the year.
There is real science behind the idea of the circadian rhythm and how important it is. None of us follow a true circadian rhythm anyway.
Circadian. Stop saying it wrong. Circadian. Both of you.
I said circadian. I was looking at the word. Do you need a Q-tip?
No. Well, actually, yes. My ears are clogged. I think I have an ear infection on top of my mono.
Huh. A true circadian rhythm would be going to bed when the sun goes down and getting up when the sun comes up, not staying up until midnight and then setting an alarm for 7 a.m.
Most countries do not observe daylight saving time. For those that do, mostly in North America and Europe, the date that clocks are changed varies. In the U.S., Arizona, and Hawaii do not change. They stay on standard time year-round.
Okay.
Okay. The brain, this is interesting. The brain has a master clock that is set by exposure to sunlight and darkness. Circadian in rhythm.
Yeah.
This rhythm is a roughly 24-hour cycle that determines when we become sleepy and when we're more alert.
That's why you're all screwed up if you live in Alaska. No one knows which way's up.
Cicada rhythms?
See, I knew it. You said
that's from months ago.
That was like from more than a year ago.
From April. It does affect your cicada rhythms.
It does affect the cicadas and their rhythms.
It does. Then they want to come out and they want to eat your plant life. It's gross.
Hey, happy First Responders Week. And tomorrow is actually First Responders Day. You will see that all over social media.
Nice.
Thank you for all that you do. If you are one of our listeners, one of our many listeners, who serve this community as a first responder.
Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. Hey, if you missed a segment, be sure to check out the Dana Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcast, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. The news with Dan coming your way in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.